Cirrus confirms more cuts are coming. Embraer will furlough thousands. And is there a problem with the ILS on 2-3 at Buffalo? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, February 20th, 2009. Following revelations by the National Transportation Safety Board about the last few seconds of Continental 3407's failed instrument approach into Buffalo last week, Colgan Air is defending the training and experience of the pilot. The Associated Press reports Colgan Air, which is the subsidiary of Pinnacle Airlines that was operating the flight, issued a statement Wednesday which read in part that its crew training programs, quote, meet or exceed the regulatory requirements for all major airlines, unquote. Some of the focus on potential pilot error was diverted Wednesday when CNN reported Southwest Airlines has alerted its pilots that an earthen dam off the end of runway 23 at Buffalo Niagara International Airport has been known to interfere with the ILS in a way that could cause autopilots to command a sudden nose-up attitude. The NTSB says it is aware of that report, but the board has also noted that leaving the autopilot on during approach during significant icing went against both FAA recommendations and Colgan's company policy. The board has been pressuring the FAA for years to make turning off the autopilot mandatory in such circumstances. The NTSB's official report on probable cause is expected to take at least a year. Consistent with hints in his interview with ANN's Jim Campbell earlier this week, Cirrus Aircraft President Brent Wouters has confirmed that more positions will be cut at Cirrus. Wouters emphasizes the cuts are in areas that currently are not required for the levels of piston production needed to meet existing demand, and that while some cuts have taken place in the SJ-50 jet program, they reflect a transition from design and prototyping to flight testing and will not impact the development schedule. Wouters appeared Thursday morning on the Fox Business Network and added, quote, Cirrus is increasing its focus on the jet and shifting resources from the piston projects into the jet program, unquote. The specific number of personnel affected was not immediately available. Watch for updates at aero-news.net. Brazilian plane maker Embraer, which till now had appeared to be weathering the recession pretty well, has become the latest manufacturer to announce massive layoffs to match production to falling orders. Embraer announced on Thursday it plans to lay off about 20% of its more than 21,000 employees, most in production and administrative areas, and including an entire level of management. In its official statement, the company called the move inevitable. Quote, although Embraer has its headquarters in Brazil, the company depends primarily on export markets and on global economic performance. Over 90% of its revenues are generated abroad. Therefore, the resiliency that the Brazilian domestic market has been demonstrating through the crisis does not significantly alter this adverse scenario, unquote. Embraer did say a significant majority of its engineers will be kept engaged in development of new products and technologies. Embraer also revised guidance to project 242 aircraft deliveries and revenue of $5.5 billion U.S. for 2009. Reuters cites UBS analyst Fadi Chamoun in reporting Air Canada may soon be forced to file for bankruptcy. Canada's flag carrier reported a loss of about $590 million U.S. in the fourth quarter of 2008. The airline faces the U.S. equivalent of about $800 million in debt payments and pension fund contributions over the next 2 years. Chamoun told investors last week, quote, notwithstanding lower fuel costs, we believe that cash from operations will be insufficient, unquote. The airline says it plans to cut capacity another 3.5%. Most analysts differ with Chamoun and predict the airline will avert bankruptcy. Up next on ANN, Boeing will cut jobs but not pay. Alaska Airlines won't rule out a merger. And Hawker Beechcraft joins Cessna in fighting back. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 20th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. With order cancellations, program delays, and a worldwide recession putting its cushy order backlog at risk, will Boeing suspend paying bonuses or awarding scheduled pay raises to minimize needed job cuts? The Associated Press says the short answer is no. AP reports Boeing CEO Jim McNerney sent an email to employees Tuesday, which was leaked to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. In it, McNerney says wage freezes and suspended bonuses would be counterproductive. Quote, "Our judgment, and one shared by most major companies, is that they would put us at a competitive disadvantage," unquote. Boeing has projected the need to cut 10,000 jobs this year, but spokesman John Dern told AP he wasn't aware of any formal proposals by any of Boeing's unions suggesting they'd be willing to take pay cuts in order to save jobs. Both the machinists and engineers unions won pay increases just this past December. Dern adds that executive bonuses and raises for non-union staff will probably be less this year. Last month, Boeing announced participants in its employee incentive plan would get 6 extra days pay for meeting their performance targets in 2008. 3 months after announcing a significant codeshare and marketing alliance with Delta, officials at Alaska Airlines say they'd consider a merger with another airline if the terms were right. But in comments to the AP, CEO Bill Ayer said there's no rush. Quote, "Every year there's been a rumor about who is going to buy Alaska, and here we are doing well as an independent company," unquote. Remaining noncommittal, he then added, quote, "You don't know where the world is headed. If there is a better alternative, we will look at that alternative," unquote. Alaska's chief operating officer, Ben Minicucci, was more blunt. Quote, "If we run the company the way we're supposed to, we'll remain independent," unquote. Stock in Alaska Air Group is trading near its 52-week high, and the airline has reported a profit in every fiscal year since 2004. Kyrgyzstan's parliament voted Thursday to close Manas Air Base, a key logistics hub for the U.S. military. The move comes in response to pressure from Russia, but a senior Pentagon official said the base closure would not affect operations in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman told reporters Manas is, quote, "an important base for operations in Afghanistan, but it's not irreplaceable. If it's not available to us, we'll find other means," unquote. Under an agreement with the U.S., should Kyrgyz President Kurmanbek Bakiyev sign the bill, it would trigger a 180-day notice for the U.S. to vacate the base. Russia and Kazakhstan reportedly have given the U.S. permission to transport non-lethal equipment and supplies by train into Afghanistan. Uzbekistan and Tajikistan also reportedly are being considered as options. About 15,000 people and 500 tons of cargo transit Manas each month. About 1,000 troops, most of them U.S., but others from France and Spain, are assigned to that base. As Cessna did a few days ago, Hawker Beechcraft has announced a marketing pushback against the bizjet bashing from Washington that seeks to exploit public misconceptions about the role of business aircraft. Of the political pandering, marketing VP Charles Mayer says, quote, "This negative stereotype is damaging the ability of American corporations to compete globally and, at the same time, jeopardizing thousands of American aviation jobs. It is time to embrace our strongest industries, not destroy them," unquote. In the first of a series of ads, HBC pens an open letter to Starbucks headlined, "Dear Starbucks, you still need to fly. We're here to help," unquote. Starbucks very publicly decided to sell its brand new Gulfstream G550 last month after flying less than 20 cycles on the aircraft. Mayer points out that, of all companies, Starbucks needs to fly. Quote, "Starbucks is a uniquely American success story with thousands of locations in more than 40 countries. We're here to help them fly even more efficiently than before by showing them how to right-size their flight department," unquote. Mayer points to the Hawker 4000, which he says does most of what many corporations' bigger jets do, but at half the price. The ads landed Thursday in national business publications, including the Wall Street Journal, Investor's Business Daily, and the Financial Times. Still ahead, Cessna tweaks the Corvallis for 2009. Here's the one good thing about Chicago winters. And this 12-year-old has logged 50 hours already. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, February 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Having just renamed the former Columbia 350 and 400, Cessna has announced 2009 model year changes to the aircraft now known as the 350 Corvallis and 400 Corvallis TT. In a posting on the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club online forum, brand manager Scott Howell says a new oxygen system, exclusive to the 400 TT, replaces the old three-bottle wing-mounted system with a single large oxygen canister in the tail. It offers 50% greater capacity. The new composite bottle weighs less and includes a dedicated fill port and gauge accessed through the aircraft's external baggage compartment. The 350 and 400 TT also get a 25-pound increase in useful load and add Rosen sun visors as standard equipment. A new cold weather kit improves oil temperatures in colder climates, and buyers now have the option to delete the air conditioning to save money and weight. Howell also says Cessna is working to incorporate the TKS inadvertent anti-ice system into the manufacturing process, but it appears the company has no immediate plans to certify for flight into known icing. Cessna also plans to offer Garmin's synthetic vision system on Corvallis models. Buyers of new 350s and 400 TTs will also get 5 hours of prepaid flight training at a Cessna pilot center, while 400 TT owners will benefit from improved procedures for lean of peak operations. Cold winters can sometimes be a good thing. The pilot of a Cessna 150, having engine trouble, made a safe emergency landing on the frozen surface of Gray's Lake in Illinois Tuesday evening. The Chicago Sun-Times reports there was no damage to the aircraft and no injuries to the pilot or his passenger. The pilot taxied to the rear deck of a home on the lakeshore where the plane still sits. The suburban Chicago Daily Herald reports the pilot's plan to get the power plant fixed and fly the plane back out was quashed by local authorities. Grays Lake Police Commander Matt McCutcheon said, quote, "We were concerned about that because there are homes around the lake," unquote. A truck is expected to haul the plane out by the end of the week. A Florida sixth grader has a definite goal of becoming an airline pilot someday. While that's not unusual in itself, 12-year-old Owen Nicely has demonstrated his commitment by already logging 50 hours of dual time, even though he can't legally solo for another 4 years. The Fort Myers News-Press reports Nicely is the youngest student at Paragon Flight Training School, located at Page Field. He takes training from CFI Justin Kelly, then practices the lessons at home using Microsoft Flight Simulator. His father, Scott, says he and Owen's mother support their son's quest wholeheartedly, even though the lessons can be rather expensive. Scott is on permanent military disability after serving in Desert Storm. While many 12-year-old boys start looking ahead to get their driver's license, Owen is aiming higher. Quote, "Cars are boring. All those traffic lights and stops," unquote. And finally, security officers cleared passengers out of Concourse C at Memphis International Airport Tuesday after airport police came across a bicycle chained outside the terminal with a sticker on it proclaiming, "This bike is a pipe bomb." WHBQ Television News reports some flights were delayed and some scary moments ensued for passengers. Traffic backed up on roads leading into the airport. Now, if you're hip enough, you know that "This Bike is a Pipe Bomb" is the name of a folk band from Pensacola, Florida. Those same stickers are found on bicycles all over the place. In fact, this isn't the first time they've been misinterpreted. Ohio University was locked down in 2006 after police there found an unattended bicycle with a sticker on it. Memphis Airport is unapologetic. VP of Operations John Grode commented, quote, "We established a perimeter around it and had a fire watch in case there was an explosion. We had one of our canine dogs confirm it was not an explosive. Safety of the traveling public is our first concern," unquote. And besides, it was the first chance they've had to go status red and call out the dogs since that abandoned Head and Shoulders bottle was found on the floor in Concourse C back in 06. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear comments on the appeal, pricing, and market outlook for light sport aircraft from attendees at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo at Sebring last month. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.